This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to the Red and Gold Summit, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again, getting you ready for another Niners season, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Let's ride! It is Red and Gold Summit 2025! Keep that energy up because we're going to need your noise in mere moments. So glad you're here. So thankful you're here. A hearty thank you from all of us, Willard and Dibbs and Steiny and Goo and the Morning Roast, Joe Shasky and Joe Spadone. Thankful that you're here and thankful that the NFL is here as well. And thankful to King's Fish House. Let's hear it for them.
Oh, yeah.
King's Fish House, our host today. They'll be playing all the games all season long, so it's a great place if you want to grab some food. They have amazing oysters at the Oyster Bar. Catch your favorite team. Try to get a win throughout the season here at Westfield Valley Fair. Okay, so your turn, crowd. Instead of listening to us make noise,
yeah.
How about if you make some noise? And we got a couple questions. And with a round of applause or a show of, yeah, well, however you want to make noise, you will sort of mark yourself as yes or no. So let's hear it. Do you want Jake Moody on this team this year? If the answer is yes, let's hear it.
Woo!
Not you, Spadone. Shut up. That was not a lot of noise.
Pretty muted.
Other than Spadone. If you do not want Jake Moody on the team, let's hear you.
Oh, boy. Man, he's got a family. Wow. He's got feelings.
Wow.
He gone.
That was definitive.
Well,
if
the 100 or so of them were all John Lynch's, then he'd be gone by
now.
Hey,
I'm hearing something on this panel that's very odd to me in professional sports.
Well,
like you literally just said, this is mean. This is the 49ers we're talking about.
Thank you.
Like, what? Why?
I'm joking.
Why, I know you,
obviously.
But what,
Dexter Carter.
What is this thing
how
with
many
this?
Guys?
Like,
sorry.
Because he's a kicker, are we, like, not allowed to assess his performance like we do every other player on the team?
You can assess it. That's fine. But we could also assess it through the lens that he was hurt last year. So let's give him some grace this year. Let him fail first. Before we crush
no.
Him.
No.
Well,
yes.
define some.
Time out.
What do you mean some?
Some grace.
Week one. If he misses a game-winning kick, sure. Kick him off the team. Is that what you want to do?
No.
There you go.
Let's
not
well, you do that.
I don't have a strong opinion
Thanks.
About this.
Thank you.
What I would say is that, you know, you give them a chance, but here's the issue. The 49ers have now put themselves in a situation where this thing is going to be almost, you know, maybe as big as like Purdy was and stuff. And so, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So all I'm saying is, like, they've brought this on themselves.
Sure, but I also just get frustrated, I guess, when I get people calling in, texting in. Shout out to Box and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Nice.
When they're saying, oh, just look at his face. You know he's going to miss it. The amount of people that are body language experts, it might just be his face.
We did that to Steve Young. Steve Young was the MVP of the league in 1992. And we thought he couldn't win the big one because of what he looked like on the sideline and his demeanor. I'm being Joe Montana on the sideline, people were chanting in the NFC Championship game, put Joe in. So I don't think this is exclusive to kicker. This happens to any position. We did this to Dexter Carter, who was a returner in a first round that they brought in and fumbled the ball in an NFC Championship game. We've done this to A.J. Jenkins, a wide receiver. We've done this to Kentuan Ballmer, a defensive lineman. Like, this is not position exclusive. This is, if you underperform, we will run you out of town.
Ronnie Bell last year is a great example.
Exactly. And so when the team puts this much eggs into this basket, it's on them. No one's mad at Moody.
Yeah.
We're mad that he's still the one going out there deciding games. At every other position on this team, they said, can you help us win more than player X? That's why Purdy's the quarterback. That's why they're not letting Trey Lance develop and learn on the fly. They want to win. That's why, you know, Colton McKivitz is playing right tackle. That's why hopefully at some point D. Winters or Nick Martin's going to play linebacker. They go with the best player at the position. The fans don't think Jake Moody is the best player available at kicker.
But it's political. It's CNN. It's where he was drafted in the third round, and that's why he's on the team. We say it with Brock Purdy. Why didn't he get all the credit? Oh, it's draftism. This is obvious. I believe, and as much as I'm rooting for Jake, he could and should be gone. But because they spent all that capital to get him, that's why he's getting 100th chance.
Well, but that's that, and that's what
you don't like that.
No, why would a fan like that? That's not a good reason to keep someone.
Exactly.
That's just stubbornness and not wanting to admit that you're wrong.
I do think
that's all. That's all.
I think
that is.
They're still giving him a chance because they do have faith in his leg. He does have a big leg.
Yeah, he's got talent.
He's got raw talent. I do think the drafted spot. If he was undrafted, he would be gone.
No doubt.
Third round, he gets that extra chance. Yeah. He's out of chances. Let's see if he can make it through the year.
Okay, back to the crowd, because the Juwan Jennings situation has been taken care of. He may not be happy, but he's got his incentives. His calf is magically better, and he's back at practice. So, with that news, yes or no, are you comfortable right now with the 49ers receiving core? Yes. How many of you say no? Okay, gentlemen, right here in the white hat and the black shirt is very uncomfortable with the wide receiver core. It is a game changer, at least early in the season. And I think if they're blessed with some luck in terms of health, I actually think it can become a deep group halfway through the year.
Just don't fall behind in games, because we know that Brock Purdy's only come from behind once when entering the fourth quarter with a deficit. And we also know that Shanahan's offense is not built to go four wide. And even if you go four wide right now in week one, Sky Moore, ladies and gentlemen, let's get him the rock. So you better survive these early games with your it's fine wide receiver core, because, you know, you start to run out of depth pretty fast on this team.
Well, Goo, you got a thought, I can tell.
I want to give Shasky some love, because on my way to Mississippi, I heard his report after going to that practice about one guy that we're all excited about, Ricky Pearsall. And Shasky, you had shared the nugget. It wasn't definitive, but you were like, man, maybe against top-tier DBs, getting off that press is going to be a problem. If you are right, and I haven't flushed that out, then I am concerned. And the best thing about this trifecta of receivers is Kyle's going to put him in a position to win. But forget Kyle. If we were doing a fantasy draft, how much talent do these receivers have? And especially with Juwan, who got his little bump, his bag. You guys keep telling me he's a 3 or 4 or whatnot, but on this team, he's more important than that. But I just wonder, even Seattle, are they shaking in their boots? I'm not saying Pearsall Willard can't be a one. He's got talent, but are they dogs? Like I thought Ayuk and T.O. and the GOAT that joined you guys this morning, Spadoni, are they of that ilk? We'll find out, but right now I try to trick myself like they're better than I think they are, but then I'm like, oh, I got to see it.
Yeah, but it's not. I think that's looking at them as individuals. I think Seattle is going to be a good defense this year, but I tell you why. Seattle is, in my opinion, shaking in their boots this week is because Christian McCaffrey is healthy and playing and in the lineup, and that changes things for these wide receivers, in my opinion, based on that separation stat that we all saw last year.
Was it real?
Well, the separate, he wasn't on the field.
Yeah.
And when Christian's on the field, the whole defense is kind of up a creek because he's such a matchup problem, and what they have to do to cover him filters down to what they have to do to cover the receivers. And that's what I think helps create that separation. And I believe that's why it went so from so good to so bad from 1 year
and
to
I didn't
next.
Mention Kittle, who's a dog.
Well, that's a big part of it, is because the tight end is one of the top two, top one, yeah. Maybe. Him and Brock Bowers are the best tight ends in football. So you got George Kittle there. That's your number one. But you use the phrase wide receiver core, so that's why we're having that conversation. But really, it is your number one's George Kittle. Well, he's the best receiver on the
but
team.
But they don't line him up outside.
But you got
they
Luke
don't
Farrell,
line him up
though.
On the line.
We got Luke Farrell now, so he in
well,
theory
we'll see.
That
we'll
should
see.
Open things up yeah. more in the passing game for Kittle, right?
We'll see. We'll see. This is a play action team, and like Mark said, as long as they're able to hit windows, play misdirection.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understand spacing. Like, that's how this offense works. Anticipation throws. I think Ricky's going to have a monster year. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to be great. Juwan Jennings had less yards in 2023 than Ricky Pearsall did last year in 2024. Yep. Did you know that?
Significantly, actually.
Like 285.
Yeah.
To 400.
To 400. And Pearsall had a lost year because of the injuries.
Yeah, no doubt.
And because he's getting shot. And that's not his fault. As long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be awesome. Remember, they had Kendrick Bourne as their leading receiver in the playoffs.
Wow.
En route to the Super Bowl the first time. Everyone brings up Emmanuel Sanders and Debo. Debo was awesome as a rookie, like 800 and something yards. Kendrick Bourne, the guy who's open, is the number one receiver in this offense. It's not about necessarily players. It's about being in the right spot.
So let's talk McCaffrey, because the four of us talked about this on the crossover. Yeah. I'm fascinated for your answers.
Everything.
Well, this kind of like brings out everybody's perspective in where your mind goes when we talk McCaffrey. If I ask you, Spadone, do you want Christian McCaffrey to have over or under 300 touches this year? And for a reference point, 2 years ago, it was somewhere more in the neighborhood of 350, 360. Do you want Christian to have over or under 300 touches this year?
Probably under, but now that I'm thinking about it, if he is going over, that means he's having a good season then, right? That means he's healthy for the most part. The problem is, Mark, it's not like a broken bone that he's recovering from, or just a straight ACL tear and it got repaired and he's doing that. This is an injury that could just pop up at any time. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Like, you use the word Achilles, I get scared. In any sporting event, and it doesn't matter. Basketball, football, hockey, baseball, Achilles scares the hell out of me. And for a guy with that much wear and tear, going back to college at Stanford, all the way through now, through Carolina, now San Francisco, I get very nervous. So you bring in, you know, Brian Robinson Jr. from Washington to be the backup. Now, we had Baldy on earlier in the week, and he wants to see a heavy workload for Christian McCaffrey early on to, you know, kind of test that that theory, if you will. So I'm still going to say under, but if it goes over, that means he's staying healthy for the most part.
How would you answer that? This is what you want.
Such a tough question.
What do you want to have happen?
What I want to have happen is Brian Robinson and CMC to be on the field at the same time.
That's one thing I'd like to see.
I think that CMC is underutilized as a slot receiver or just as a second running back out of the backfield as a pass catcher. I think he puts pressure on a defense before the snap even happens, and I feel like they failed to utilize him that way in years past because they didn't trust the second running back. So I'd like to see that. I think I'm more with Spadoni, where if he has more than 300 or so, that means he's healthy all year, right? But situationally, where are they? Are they between the tackles in two-score games where you're up and he could be off the field? Or are these couple passes out in the flat, he steps out of bounds? I think the thing for him this year is don't turn up field. If you get 7 or 8 and you need to just step out of bounds, you got to save yourself a little. He's got to put a seatbelt on himself. It's hard. What makes him special is breaking tackles and going the extra 6, 7, 8 yards. That's what makes him such a unicorn.
Reference point, guys, Steiny and Goo, before you answer it, and I know it might be a little overly optimistic to think that Christian would play 17 football games this year, but if he did, 300 touches is 17.6 per game. That's it. 17.6 per game. That's not crazy bell count numbers. How would you guys answer that? Steiny, what would you say? You want him over or under 300 touches?
Yeah, you asked me this the other day, and I said under, but now I'm just using common sense, and the answer's over. And I'll add one thing. It means he's healthy, there's no doubt, but it also means he doesn't stink, and he hasn't lost it. Because if he's taken a legitimate step down,
yep.
And it's noticeable from the eye test, kind of, then you can't give him the ball that much if he's lost that much effectiveness. So it, to me, it also ensures that he looks like he's always kind of looked or pretty close to it.
Guru, what would you say?
And when you did that math, 17, that's real light. Yep. I'll just say this. I still have PTSD from Steph Curry and that hamstring, and nobody saw it coming, obviously, but it's when it happened. It happened at the most inopportune time in the offs. Season was over, changed everything. I need to know if my Ferrari can go 0 to 100 real quick. Shout out Drake. And I can't play with that. I need to put my foot on the gas. So I need to know, again, I love the thought process behind the 300. He's healthy, but I can't be walking on eggshells. I have to know that my bell cow can still go. And if he's doing that, then that bodes well for the Niners, and they're probably winning more games.
Shit, let me ask you guys this. Should they care beyond this year?
I don't think Kyle.
No, they don't care beyond this year.
I don't think
he doesn't care, but I don't know if care is the right word. I don't know.
Are they viewing Christian as a multi-year Niner, or are they worried about winning? Like, what is the more?
Wow.
Do you get where I'm going?
I don't think they care. They care about next week. That's the way a coach's brain works.
N-O-W.
Are you healthy?
Yeah.
Get out there and get me 8 yards.
He's shown us nothing else, Kyle.
That's the way a coach thinks.
I hear you, but they also try to set plays up for weeks down the line. Like,
for sure.
There's short-term and long-term planning. I just wonder how they're viewing this. Because,
that is amazing.
Like, I don't know what the right answer is, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I do want to win games. I do want to make the playoffs. You can't guarantee next year.
No, you
can't. There could be five or six different variables.
You got to give it to them. Yeah, you got to feed them.
What would you say?
You nailed the answer by answering differently than I will. And I think under 300, but what you said about two backs on the field at once, Debo was that guy. And you had you had huddle confusion is what I call it, where they break, you go in the huddle, it's like, where's Debo going to line up? Where's McCaffrey going to line up? If you have Robinson Jr. and McCaffrey, okay, you've got that sort of confusion built in. The other thing you said, Joe, that I agree with is types of touches, the TOT. If he's getting 300 touches, can we get 60 catches and only 40 runs in the danger zone. It's about how you disperse those touches.
There are two guys that I'm going to reference that I think, even if he's not the fastest, can break tackles the way he used to, you could still be a great back for a long time. Kevin Faulk, Terry Kirby.
Wow.
These were older running backs who were still effective late in their careers because they just had great hands, understood coverage, and could just make plays in space. I watched Terry Kirby move the sticks in the Green Bay wildcard game against the Niners where T.O. made that catch. Old man Terry Kirby was making plays. Christian, I think, could still, even if he's 90, 85% of what he used to be speed-wise, power-wise, he can still make plays in the passing game.
Quick hitter, and it's this. If I take away the big-name 49ers, no Purdy, no Kittle, no Christian, and on defense, no Fred, no Lenore, no Nick, even no Trent Williams. If I take away those big names, the stars on the 49ers, by year's end, who would you predict to be their next most valuable player? Guru, how would you answer that?
I mean, like Kyle and John are probably, Mykael Williams. Bosa needs some help up there. He's a dog. He's got some size. He's played big-time college football. So if somehow he could hit the ground running and get what D-Buck used to be, and Armstead, who I took for granted. And I mean, that was the identity, man. You got to get after these quarterbacks. You got to hunt. Shout out Lo Neal. So that's the guy for me that I think, if you even asked him and whispered, who do you want to pop, that's your guy.
Steiny, did you just come down with a migraine?
No, I was thinking
you're holding
about,
your head.
No, I was thinking about the question. And believe it or not, well, you never got around to me with what I thought the biggest worry was. I actually think it's the offensive line. And, you know, Vic Tafer had a story in The Athletic, and it was a great story because Purdy was talking about Pearsall and how he was a little behind because he needed to get places quicker and kind of all that kind of stuff. So I feel like Purdy also said he tried to do too much last year. Okay, so what does that look like? That looks like the offensive line breaking down and him trying to do too much. Well, you have to try to do too much when the offensive line breaks down. So that's why I think the offensive line is the biggest worry. So, having said that, I'm going to say Pooney, because if he's really good,
I like that,
and
man,
Trent Williams is really good, then that gives McCaffrey the best opportunity to be effective in both the pass and the run game. And I think that would – they need to be a little more solidified on the offensive line. And if they can at least do it on that side or at least in two places – They need some stability there.
All right, the rest of us are not going to be able to answer the question.
I thought these
because were quick hitters. Unfortunately, unfortunately, we have some breaking news. Grandy, go ahead and hit that if you would.
What could this be?
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
The San Francisco 49ers are listing running back Christian McCaffrey as limited in today's practice.
You gotta be kidding me,
because
man,
of a calf issue. God.
You gotta be kidding
Stop.
Me.
Is
you
it have April to, 1st?
This is no, there's no way this is real.
Adam Schefter, Blue Check.
So under 300 touches now, right? That's what we're doing, right? So we got to, okay.
No, but this is,
how about 200 touches?
And Willard just said, oh, look, he was running like a deer. He looked fast.
He
but
was.
That ain't football, all of it.
Well, so Schefter reported
wow.
Not the 49er guys?
Well,
or
no, did the Niners sent out a practice report.
Cam Inman also reporting.
You yeah. put the Ferrari in the shop, and now it's still doing something.
And
oh, my God.
For this to come up.
Oh, man.
For this to come up on week one obviously gives all of us.
Oh, my God.
Deja vu.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is not funny. That's like, oh, my God.
Last year, we were at the Hill. We were about an hour away from our show last year, and the same thing popped up.
No way.
I mean, look, I understand. Earlier, I sounded like I was an extreme pessimist regarding CMC. This injury can flare up at any time.
Already said it.
Like, I don't think you understand. Like, the plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, those types of injuries, you manage them. They don't just go away. Like, they just don't. And so I think this is going to be something he's going to be either dealing with all year and monitoring or working through all year. I don't know if he'll ever be 2023 McCaffrey.
Look, when you talk real quick, I hear Baldy, who joins you guys every week, he's kind of been standing firm on, I don't know if he's going to be able to bounce back. I'm not saying he's not, but this is cryptic to me.
Not everybody's Derrick Henry.
Oh,
Derrick Henry is a
man.
Mack truck. He's the outlier. Not everyone is Adrian Peterson. You know, like, it's just, the game is violent.
Well, thank God they traded for Brian Robinson Jr.
Wow.
Now, right?
Look, Madonis
has got deflated.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I got to believe that was part of the reason.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, they had nobody behind him. Yeah. Lorenzo, same thing, three times.
Well, got to stay healthy.
Destroyed shoulder. Can I give you my random player? That you guys want random players?
Random.
I'm sick with that news.
They have been searching for a free safety who's a ball hawk and a space eater for years. Eric Reed, Deshaun Golson. I think Marquis Siegel by year end will be a Pro Bowl level rookie safety for the 49ers. They've had a million box safeties. They need a free safety so bad. Right. I got Marquis Siegel.
I like him.
I just want to pull a young man named Carter Chickering.
Oh, my God.
Carter, baby.
For those of you, first of all, if you can speak into the microphone, whose jersey are you wearing?
Christian McCaffrey.
Who did you draft number 4 overall last night?
Oh, my nose.
Christian McCaffrey.
How are we feeling?
Not great, Mark.
That's from Carter Chickering, who will have a role in this very summit moments away. I know it's a wet blanket, but we're going to power right through this because it is the Red and Gold Summit 2025. Wow, San Jose Westfield Valley Fair. King's Fish House, our host, were brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.